newly appointed Judge Kara Pettit has just started hearing cases at the Summit County Justice Center. In a note filed earlier this month, she said she had to recuse herself from the Wells Fargo suit due to a, quote, prior professional association. She did not go into details, but Pettit has been assisting counsel with attorneys representing the Canyons Resort when it was controlled by Talisker CEO Jan Bistricer. Those legal cases included the Canyons lease dispute with the Park City Mountain Resort and the dispute with Wolf Mountain, which went to a jury trial in Salt Lake. Since then, control of the Canyons area has passed to Vail and a network of companies under the control of the Varde Partners equity firm. The case has now been assigned to Judge Todd Shaughnessy. As we've reported, the Wells Fargo suit is directed mostly at firms and properties controlled by Bistricer in southern Summit County and Wasatch County, including acreage around the Jordanelle Reservoir. The properties are identified in the legal documents as the Tuhe Residential Community, Tuhe ELM, as well as Empire Pass, Red Cloud, Bonanza Pass, and Pioche. The debt goes back to a loan made in 2010 by Wells Fargo and a co-lender, which is now Midtown Acquisitions. After a number of extensions and modifications, the Talisker defendants defaulted last April 30th. The lenders agreed to a forbearance period, but according to the lawsuit, the defendants still were unable to pay back a portion of the debt by a September 30th deadline. The lenders alleged that leading up to that date, they extended millions of dollars to keep the Talisker operation going. Their latest filings say a receiver is essential to continuing the operation of the Talisker Club, which has over 400 members signed up with an operation including an 18-hole golf course and two clubhouses. They added Talisker is about to default to a major creditor, Layton Construction, which will inevitably lead to a mechanic's lien on the property. The person nominated as receiver is Cynthia Nelson with FTI Consulting in California. Her declaration says she has over 30 years' experience in real estate, and locally she worked for the Promontory Development while it was in Chapter 11 bankruptcy court. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.